The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 5, Text 11, given by Dhanavir Das Vanachari on May 10, 1990, in Potomac, Maryland.
In Narada Muni asked Brahmaji, O chief amongst the demigods, O firstborn living entity, I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please tell me that transcendental knowledge which specifically directs one to the truth of the individual soul and the super soul. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. The perfection of the parampara system, or the path of disciplic succession, is further confirmed. In the previous chapter, it has been established that Brahmaji, the firstborn living entity, received knowledge directly from the Supreme Lord, and the same knowledge was imparted to Narada, the next disciple. Narada asked to receive the knowledge, and Brahmaji imparted it upon being asked. Therefore, asking for transcendental knowledge from the right person and receiving it properly is the regulation of the disciplic succession. This process is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita 4.2. The inquisitive student must approach a qualified spiritual master to receive transcendental knowledge by surrender, submissive inquiries, and service. Knowledge received by submissive inquiries and service is more effective than knowledge received in exchange for money. A spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from Brahma and Narada has no demand for dollars and cents. A bona fide student has to satisfy him by sincere service to obtain knowledge of the relation and nature of the individual soul and the super soul. Narada Uvacha, Deva Deva Namaste Stu, Bhuta Bhavana Purvaja, Tadvijani Yajjanam Atmatattvam Darshanam, Omagana Tanandasya. This is the secret to success in spiritual life. First of all, one has to inquire into the proper subject about the Atma-tattva, knowledge or the truth about the soul or the self. Atma can refer to the individual soul, the body, and also the super soul. And one has to understand all these things. One has to be inquisitive. Tatvijnanartham sagurum eva vigacha. And if one is inquisitive about transcendental knowledge, that is the first thing. There's no use being inquisitive about mundane topics. That will not help one to advance. And there's no use approaching a spiritual master to inquire about something mundane. That is a waste of time. One must, first of all, inquire about the right subject. This is the qualification for the disciple, that he wants to hear, that he wants to learn. Not that he thinks he already knows. If he thinks he knows already, then why will he approach spiritual master? Or maybe they approach for some fashion. Sometimes we see that a person who thinks he's very learned already, he may approach a famous spiritual master just to get a spiritual name or to get some entrance into a specific line so that he can use that for his own purposes. But later on, then he may show his true intentions, which were not pure. But actually, the disciple should approach with a clean slate for the spiritual master to write on. He should not think that he knows anything. There's a story about a musician who went to a very famous music school. He had applied for many years, but there was such a long waiting list. He could not gain entrance. Finally, he was allowed to enter, and they said, now you have to pay the tuition fees. And they charged him a very high amount, double what he was expected, the normal tuition. And he asked, why is this? You're charging me double, but on my transcripts, you can see that I've studied in so many places, I've had so much experience in music, I would have thought that I would probably get a scholarship, what to speak of having to pay double. He said, no, we're charging you double because first of all, we have to unteach you everything that you learn, and then we have to teach you properly. So that's a fact. If one thinks he already knows, then that's a disqualification. And that was actually the qualification of the Westerners, Prabhupada said. That these Westerners, they knew they didn't know. They didn't have any idea. And that was their simplicity. But sometimes, from the East, there are those who think, oh yes, I'm already knowing Bhagavad Gita. Yes, I'm knowing everything. I'm learning everything. But then he's disqualified. Because the spiritual master will not appreciate that attitude. Even Sanatana Goswami, who was practically the prime minister at that time, very exalted person by birth. He was born Sarasat Brahmin, highest birth. And by education, he was extremely learned in all the scriptures. He knew many languages. And even by aristocracy, his association with the royal ruling class. He had all qualifications. He was popular, wealthy, extraordinarily wealthy. But when he approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept him as a spiritual master, he took a straw between his teeth. And he bowed down very humbly and he said, I don't know anything. People call me pundit. They call me a very learned person. And I'm so foolish that I think I'm a pundit. But actually, I don't even know who I am. So this is the real test of a disciple. Not how learned he thinks he is, but how humble he is in approaching the spiritual master. As soon as the disciple tries to show his learning before the spiritual master, then he becomes ludicrous. Just like when Brahma tried to show his... Brahma's actually the first disciple of Krishna. So, Brahma thought he would show his own power before Krishna. He stole all the cows and the calves and everything, and he wanted to display some of his opulences. And it became ludicrous, because Krishna, without any difficulty, defeated his mystic power, by his own mystic power, and bewildered Brahma at the same time, just to make Brahma more humble. And then he came to his senses and bowed down and, yes, I forgot. I forgot that I was your disciple. Sometimes it happens. Punar Mushito Bhava. Most of you know this story, but there was a mouse who went to a sage with a complaint. He asked for a boon. The sage said, so what is the problem? He said, I'm being chased by a cat. So what do you want? I want to become a cat. Because sages, especially someone who's undergone great austerities, he has powers. He has mystic powers. And this was known. This particular mouse was quite intelligent. He knew that the sage could give him this boon. So sure enough, the sage said, all right, become a cat. And right there and then he became a cat. Changed his body. This also shows that the body is different than the soul. The soul remained the same, but he had a different body. So then the cat went away happily, but came back unhappy. They said, what's wrong now? Well, it's a dog chasing me. So, what do you want? He said, now make me into a dog. All right, become a dog. He became a dog. He went away happily, but came back again unhappy. He said, what's wrong this time? What's the tiger? So what do you want? I want to become a tiger. All right, become a tiger. So he became a tiger, but he didn't leave, and he was simply looking at the sage, and he was drooling also. And so the sage said, oh, you want to eat me? And he said, yes. He said, all right. Become again a mouse. And he turned him back into a mouse. So this is what happens when one is not grateful, when one becomes too proud of the boons that he's been given by his spiritual master and think that he's actually surpassed now. He wants to eat him. He wants to swallow him up. I've become greater. You can never become greater. You'll never catch up. This is the Mayavad. Their idea is, I'll worship this guru for some time until I become God and then I surpass it. And then, like they had a saying, you know, you worship him and then you throw him over and then you take the seat. You get rid of him and then you take over the seat. So this is not the Vaishnava move. The Vaishnava never thinks that I will catch up to my spiritual master. There's no question of catching up. It's inconceivable. He wants to remain eternally the servant of the servant. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Nadasa. He wants to be the servant of the servant. He never wants to become the master. He's never thinking, oh, if I could just get rid of this disciplic succession, it's so long. And here I am down at the bottom. Oh boy, what a mess. If I could just knock off a few of these people in between, get rid of them. No. He's never, because he knows that it's only by the mercy. The only way that one can understand the Vedas is by having implicit faith in Krishna, God, and the Guru at the same time, simultaneously. Can't just have faith in Guru and don't care about Krishna, because the Guru may lead you away from Krishna. And of course he's not Guru, but sometimes we see that. Nowadays there's so many Gurus, they come over and people follow them, and the person, he doesn't follow any scripture, he doesn't follow Krishna's instructions, he just leads them. Just worship me and I'll give you the knowledge. Give me your money. And they follow, even though it's away from Krishna. So that means they didn't have sufficient faith in Krishna to see whether this person is Krishna's representative. And sometimes they have only faith in Krishna, but not Guru. Well, that won't work either. Because you won't be able to get Guru that way. You won't be able to get Krishna without the Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavi. Without the mercy of the spiritual master, no one can get Krishna. So, this is a secret to success in spiritual life. And those who are successful, they have understood it, like Narad Muni. Narad Muni is such a great personality, so learned, but he's taking such a humble position. He's offering his respectful obeisances unto Brahma, the spiritual master. So no matter how great one is, no matter how learned, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was considered the walking, living encyclopedia. He was so learned in all subjects. And who did he take initiation from? He took initiation from Gaurakishore Das Babaji, who was illiterate. So just imagine that. He's the most learned scholar, and his spiritual master doesn't know how to write his name. But he had firm faith that it doesn't matter writing the name or being literate. He knows the science of Krishna. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra keni nai jay krishna tattva veta se guru. Doesn't matter what one's social position is. One may be man, one may be shudra, one may be sannyasi, one may be woman. These are not considerations. If one knows the science of Krishna, then he can become guru. He's qualified. He is guru. It's not that he can become. He is immediately, if he knows it. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna becomes guru. This is the whole system. This is Krishna's arrangement, multi-level transcendental marketing. That he originally had everything. He had all the knowledge, he had all the energies within him. There was nothing else, it was just him. And then he, from himself, he created Brahma. And all the energies, the Mahatattva came out. Of course, this preaching is especially for the material world. In the spiritual world, there's no such thing as birth or death or creation or annihilation. It's all eternal. Sanatana Dhamma. Everything's going on eternally there in bliss and knowledge. There's no disturbances. But in the material world, there needs to be disciplic succession. So, Krishna instructed Brahma, and then he instructed Brahma to instruct Narada, and Brahma had so many other sons also. He instructed all of them, and then he told them to produce children and instruct them, and they did that. And this way, the parampara has come, is continuing to expand. It's not that there can only be one disciple. Sometimes people get a little confused. They look in Bhagavad Gita, they see there's only one. Each spiritual master, then afterwards, there's only one person next. So they think, well, is there only, you can only have one disciple? No, you can have thousands. And they can all know the absolute truth. And they can all spread the Sankirtan movement. He originally had it, that he had all the everything. All the energies with knowledge, he had within him. It was him. It was nothing else. It was just he. And then he, from himself, Brahma, created the, and all the tattva came out, energies, the maha. Of course, preaching is especially for this pre-world. In the spiritual world, the material world, there's no such thing as birth. World, there's or creation or death or creation. It's all creation or annihilation, dhamma, eternal, sanatana, non-eternally there. Everything's going on. There's no bliss and knowledge. But in the material world, disturbances. There needs to be disciplic success. So, Krishna instructed Brahma to instruct, and then he instructed, and Brahma had Narada and sons also. Had so many other sons, instructed all of them to produce, and then he told them, and instruct them, produce children, did that, and this way, and they did the Brahma. The Parah has come to expand, is continuing to. There can only be one disciple. It's not that sometimes people get a disciple. Some Bhagavad Gita, they see a little confused. They look and there's only one master, then each spiritual person next. Afterwards, there's only one. Well, is there only. So they think, one disciple? You can only have one. No, you can have thousands of the absolute truth. And they can all know that. They can all spread. He originally had a Sankirtan movement. He had all the. That he had all the energies with everything. There was knowledge, that was him. Within him, there was nothing else. It was just he. And then, Brahma, himself, created the Tattva came out. And all the, of course, energies, the Mahatma is especially for the world. In the spiritual world, there's no such thing as birth or the material world, or creation world. There's creation. It's all eternal or death or dhamma, creation or annihilation. Not eternally there. Eternal. Sanatana. There's no, everything's going on. But in the material world, in bliss and knowledge, there needs to be disturbances. So, could be disciplic success. Brahma to instruct. Krishna instructed Brahma. And Brahma. And then he instructed sons also. Narada and instructed all of them. Had so many other sons to produce. And instruct them, and then he told them, did that, and this way, produce children, the Param, and they know. The expand. Parampara has come. There can only be one disciple. It's continuing to, sometimes people get, it's not that they're Bhagavad Gita, they see people. Some people are a little confused, they look at the master, then there's only one person next. Each spiritual world, is there only, afterwards there's only one disciple? So they think it's, you can only have one, the absolute truth. And they can, no, you can have thousands. And they can all know he originally had it all spread. He had all the Sankirtan movement, all the energies that he, everything. Just him. Knowledge that he, from within him, he was nothing else. It was just Brahma. And then, himself, the created Tattva came out. Of course. And all the teaching is especially for energy of the Mahabharata. In the spiritual, no such thing as birth. This pre or creation or the material relation. It's all each world. There's no palm or birth or death or not eternally there. Creation or annihilation. There's no eternal. Sanatana. But in the material world, everything's going on. There needs to be bliss and knowledge. Disturbances. So, Brahma to be disciplic success. Brahma to instruct. And Brahma Krishna instructed Brahmins also. And then he instructed all of them, Narada, and to protect so many other sons, and instruct them. He did that, and this way, and then he told them, the Brahmins' children, and they expand. There can only be one disciple. Bara has come, as people give, is continuing to Bhagavad Gita this year. It's not that they're disciple. Some master, then a little confused, they look in person next. There's only one, well, is there only each spiritual disciple? Afterwards, there's only one. So they think the absolute truth. And they can, you can only have one. No, you can have thousands. He originally had it, and they can all know that he had all the, and all spread, all the energies with Sankirtan movement. That he was him, everything. He, from knowledge, that he, within him, Brahma, was nothing else. It was just. And then the himself, Tattva, came out, created. Of course, teaching is especially for, and all the world, in the spiritual energy, the Mahatma, no such thing as birth or creation. This pre-relation, it's all for the material, Brahma, the world. There's not eternally there, birth or death, or there's no creation or annihilation. But in the material world, eternal, sanata, there needs to be, everything's going on, and bliss and knowledge. So, great disturbances. Brahma to instruct to be disciplic success. And Brahma has also. Krishna instructed Brahma, instructed all of them, and then he instructed to protect Narada and instruct them. Had so many other sons did that, and this way, and then he told them whose children expand. And there can only be one disciple. Sometimes people give up. Bara has come. Bhagavad Gita this year. Is continuing to. It's not that the master, then people. Some person next. A little confused. They look and, well, is there only. There's only one disciple. Each spiritual. Afterwards, there's only one. The absolute truth. And they can. So they think that. You can only have one. He originally had it. No, you can have thousands. He had all the, and they can all know that all the energies within all spread. There was Sankirtan movement. Just him. That he from everything. He, knowledge, he had Brahma within him. There was nothing else. It was just the, and then Tattva came out. Himself, of course, created. Teaching is especially for the world. In the spiritual. And all the, no such thing as birth, energy, the Mahatma, or creation. It's all this pre-Bhama, or the material, not eternally there. The world, there's no birth or death, or. But in the material world, creation or annihilation, there needs eternal, sanatana. Everything's going on. So, bliss and knowledge. Disturbances. Brahma to instruct, and Brahma to be disciplic success also. Instructed all of them. Krishna instructed Brahma to, and then he instructed and instruct them. Narada and did that, and this way had so many other sons. The Brahma, and then he told them to expand. To his children, there can only be one disciple. And they, sometimes people give the Bhagavad Gita this year. Bara has come, is continuing to master. Then it's not that the person next disciple. Some people, is there only a little confused? They look at him. Disciples, there's only one. Each spiritual absolute truth. And they can, afterwards, there's only one. But so they think. He originally had it. You can only have one. He had all the, no, you can have thousands. All the energies with, and they can all know,
when all spread to him,
Sankirtan movement,
he everything, Brahma, knowledge, he had within him, there was nothing else, it was just Tattva came out. And then, of course, himself, preaching is especially for the created world. In the spiritual world, no such thing as birth, and all the or create energy, the Mahalation, it's all eternal. This preaching is eternally there for the material, which is no other world. There's but in the material world, birth or death, or there needs creation or annihilation. Eternal, sanatana. So, everything's going on. And bliss and knowledge. Brahma to instruct disturbances. And Brahma also to be disciplic, instructed all of them. To Krishna instructed Brahma and instruct them, and then he instructed did that, and this way, Narada and the Brahma had so many other sons. Expand. And then he told them there can only be one disciple. Choose children. Sometimes people get it. And they do Bhagavad Gita this way. Bara has come to master, then is continuing to person next. It's not that the world is their only disciple. Sometimes disciples are a little confused, they look in this. There's only one, the absolute truth. And they can each spiritual. Afterwards, there's only one. He originally had it. So they think he had all the, you can only have one. All the energies would, no, you can have thousands. And they can all know just him. They can all spread. He, from Sankirtan movement, he, that he, Brahma, everything. Knowledge, he had the linen, Tattva came out. There was nothing else. It was, of course. And then, preaching is especially for himself, in the spiritual created, no such thing as birth, or creation, and all the relation. It's all energy, the Mahantama, non-eternally there. This preach is no more the material world. But in the material world, the world, there's there needs to be death or creation or annihilation. So, eternal, sanatana, everything's going Brahma to instruct in bliss and knowledge. And Brahma had disturbances. And also, instructed all of them to be disciplic, to and instruct them. Krishna instructed Brahma, did that, and this way. And then he instructed the Brahma, Narada, and he had so many other sons to expand. There can only be one disciple. And then he told them, sometimes people give his children, Bhagavad Gita, they see. And they the master, then Bara has come person next. Is continuing to, well, is there only, it's not that they disciple people. Sometimes, a little confused, they look at the absolute truth. And they can, there's only one, each spirit. He originally had it, afterwards there's only one. He had all the, so they think, all the energies, with, you can only have one. No, you can have thousands to him. And they can all know that he can all spread the Sankirtan movement, Brahma, that he everything, the knowledge that Tattva came out within him. Of course, there was nothing else. It was teaching is especially for and then in the spiritual himself, no such thing as birth, created or creation. It's all each and all the Dhamma. Energy, the Mahan eternally there. There's no this preach, but in the material world, or the material, there needs to world, there's creation, birth or death, or so creation or annihilation. Eternal, sanatana, Brahma to instruct everything's going on. And Brahma and bliss and knowledge, also disturbances. Instructed all of them to be disciplic success. And instruct them, did that, and this way, Krishna instructed Brahma. And then he instructed Narada and expand. Had so many other sons. There can only be one disciple. Sometimes people get it. And then he told them, Bhagavad Gita, they see. Do his children. And they do master. Then the person next. Bara has come. Well, is there only. Is continuing to disciple. It's not the disciple. Some of the absolute truth. And they get a little confused. They look at it. There's only one. He originally had it. Each spiritual. He had all the. Afterwards, there's only one. All the energies with. So they think. You can only have one. It's him. No, you can have thousands. He. And they can all know. That he. Can all spread. Brahma. Sankirtan movement. That he. The. Everything. Tattva came out. Knowledge. He had, of course. Within him. preaching is especially for nothing else. There was no world in the spiritual. And then no such thing as birth himself or created relation. It's all eternal. And all the non-eternally there, energies, the mahash, there's no. But in the material world, there needs for the material question. The world, there's so birth or death or creation or annihilation. Brahma to instruct eternal, Sanatana, and Brahma. Everything's going on also. And bliss and knowledge instructed all of them disturbances to and instruct them to be disciplic success. Did that, and this way, the Paramahansa instructed Brahma, and then he instructed to expand Narada, and there can only be one disciple. I had so many others. Sometimes people get in Bhagavad Gita this, and then he told them, whose children, master, then, and the person next. Well, is there only Parampara has come, disciple is continuing to. It's not that they're the absolute truth, and they can pull. Sometimes it's a little confused. They look. He originally had it. There's only one. He had all the each spiritual, all the energies. Afterwards, there's only one. So they think it's him. You can only have one. You can have thousands. And they can all know the Brahma. They can all spread Sankirtan movement. Tattva came out. Everything. Of course. Knowledge, that preaching is especially for in the world. In the spiritual, there was nothing else. There was no such thing as birth. And then, or creating himself, relation. It's all created in Pama. Non-eternally there. And all the, there's no energy, the Maha. But in the material world, there needs to be this preaching for the material world. So, spiritual world, there's Maha. Or death, or Brahma to instruct creation, or annihilation, and Brahma eternal, Sanatans also. Everything's going on. Instructed all of them in bliss and knowledge to prevent disturbances, and instruct them. Did that, and this way to be disciplic success. The Brahma. Krishna instructed Brahma to expand, and then he instructed there can only be one disciple, Narada, and sometimes people had so many other sons. Bhagavad Gita, they see. And then he told them, master, then whose children, person, next. And they, is there only the disciple? Para has constants, is continuing to the absolute truth. And they can, it's not the disciple. So he originally had it. A little confused, they look in. He had all the, there's only one, all the energies with each spiritual. Afterwards, there's only one with him. So they think, you can only have one. You can have thousands of Brahma. And they can all know, they can all spread the Sankirtan movement. Tattva came out. That he, of course, everything. Preaching is especially for knowledge, that world. In the spiritual, in him, no such thing as birth. There was nothing else. It was just, or creation. And then, relation. It's all eternal himself, and Pama, created non eternally there. No, and all the, but in the material world, energies, the Maha, there needs to be discussion. Before the material Maha, the world, there's Brahma to instruct, or death, or and Brahma creation, or annihilation, also. Eternal, Sanatana, instructed all of them. Everything's going to bliss and knowledge, and instruct them disturbances. Did that, and this way, the Brahma to be disciplic success. Expand. Krishna instructed Brahma, there can only be one disciple. And then he instructed those people, get Narada and Bhagavad Gita, they see. Had so many other sons. He's a master, and then he told them, person, next. Whose children, is there only one? And they don't. Disciple, the Parampara has come, the absolute truth. And they can, is continuing to, it's not that he originally had it. He had all the, a little confused, they look in, all the energies, there's only one. Each spirit is him. Afterwards, there's only one. You can only have one Brahma. No, you can have thousands. And they can all know that the, can all spread, Tattva came out, Sankirtan movement. Of course, that teaching is especially for everything. In the spiritual knowledge, you have no such thing as birth in him. Or creation. There was nothing else. It was relation. It's all eternal. And then, Pama, himself, non-eternally there, created. There's no. But in the material world, and all the their needs, energy, the Maharishi. So, this Brahma, for the material Brahma to instruct the world, there's
and Brahma birth or death or
also
creation or annihilation,
instructed all of them, eternal, sanatana, to produce. Everything's going on, and instruct them in bliss and knowledge. Did that, and this way, disturbances. The Brahma,
be disciples,
expand. There can only be one disciple. Krishna instructed Brahma. Sometimes people get, and then he instructed Bhagavad Gita to see Narada, and had so many other sons. Master, then the person next. And then he told them, well, is there only two children? One disciple, and they didn't. The absolute truth. And they can, Bara has come, is continuing to, he originally had it. It's not that he had all the people. Some, all the energies were a little confused. They look in.
There's only one.
Just him.
Each spiritual.
He, from afterwards, there's only one. He, so they think, Brahma. You can only have one. No, you can have thousands. He, and they can all know that Tattva came out. And all spread. Of course, Sankirtan movement. Teaching is especially for that he, in the spiritual, everything. No such thing as birth. Knowledge, yet, or creation in him. It's all, it was nothing else. It was just Dhamma. And then, non-eternally there, himself, which is no created. But in the material world, there needs to, and all the discussion, energy, the Maha. So, Brahma, this pre-Brahma to instruct for the material world. And Brahma has the world. There's also birth or death or instructed all of them, creation or annihilation, to paternal, sanatana, and instruct them. Everything's going, did that, and this way, and bliss and knowledge. The harm disturbances. To expand, to be disciples, expand. There can only be one disciple. Sometimes people get Krishna instructed Brahma, Bhagavad Gita, they see.